This is the universe speaking to you. You are now tuned into the Modern Spiritual Life Coaching Podcast by the certified master life coach and spiritual guide, Coach Chip. Welcome, souls. We now begin this episode of a transformational journey. Unedited, unscripted, and creating something from nothingness. Now, let there be light on modern spiritual life coaching.
This is episode 120, The Heavenly Life, Part 7 and Part 8, The Perfect Love and the Perfect Freedom, on the Modern Spiritual Podcast.
It's fun and easy to join the Modern Spiritual Podcast mailing list directly from your phone. Just send your email address by text message. Text the word Modern Spiritual to 22828 to get started. Try it now. Send your email address by text message. Text the word Modern Spiritual to 22828 to get started. Message and data rates may apply.
Now here's your host, Master Certified Alchemy Coach Chip, on the Modern Spiritual Podcast Live.
hell of a good morning to you on this Labor Day. Much back for me to do. We're going to continue on with some new things I'm adding to this episode. Is a daily affirmation for this morning that's coming up, as well as a Tibetan meditation. But first, we're going to get into Heavenly Life, the mini-series. And we've been going at since the beginning of this for over a week. And I told you that we were coming to an end on 7 and 8, but I was wrong at that. And it's going to end on Friday, which will do 9 and 10 chapters on that. And that will bring us to the final end. So it's been getting very interesting. These type of audio recordings will actually bring your awareness up. Because of all the wisdom that you're soaking up from the truth of all this stuff that many people have never explained and told other people about. They keep it hidden for a secret. Like it's going to do any good to keep it a secret, right? Or to charge people a lot of money for something that's everyday words of usage that we see and we read. I don't get over how the other world looks at it, but according to James Allen, 97% of the world population lives in this world as in vain. And that's only 3% that's in the spiritual awakening and the enlightenments. And I'm certainly in the 30%, and not many people understand me. And the only ones that can understand by listening in here are the ones that are called the other spirits. The spirits can see where we're coming from and where we are going. The other guys out there, they got a long way and a lot to learn. But let's get into this Heavenly Part 7, the perfect love and the perfect freedom. And it's going to explain to you what true freedom is from the mind and what the perfect love really means. And it's not this artificial stuff that many people do as a game changer or whatever, but this is the actual truth that we're going to be hearing from it. It's a very interesting. But it's a happy pandemic Monday on the morning gratitude, and let's get into James Allen's Heavenly Life Part 7 and 8 right here on the Modern Spiritual Podcast Live.
The Heavenly Life by James Allen. Perfect Love. The children of light who abide in the kingdom of heaven see the universe and all that it contains as the manifestation of one law, the law of love. They see love as the molding, sustaining, protecting, and perfecting power immanent in all things animate and inanimate. To them, love is not merely and only a rule of life, it is the law of life. It is life itself. Knowing this, they order their whole life in accordance with love, not regarding their own personality. By thus practicing obedience to the highest, to the divine love, they become conscious partakers of the power of love, and so arrive at perfect freedom as masters of destiny. The universe is preserved because love is at the heart of it. Love is the only preservative power. Whilst there is hatred in the heart of man, he imagines law to be cruel. But when his heart is mellowed by compassion and love, he perceives that the law is infinite kindness. So kind is the law that it protects man against his own ignorance. Man, in his puny efforts to subvert the law by attaching undue importance to his own little personality, brings upon himself such trains of suffering that he is at last compelled, in the depth of his afflictions, to seek for wisdom. And finding wisdom, he finds love, and knows it as the law of his being, the law of the universe. Love does not punish. Man punishes himself by his own hatred. By striving to preserve evil, which has no life by which to preserve itself, and by trying to subvert love, which can neither be overcome nor destroyed, being of the substance of life. When a man burns himself, does he accuse the fire? Therefore, when a man suffers, let him look for some ignorance or disobedience within himself. Love is perfect harmony, pure bliss, and contains therefore no element of suffering. Let a man think no thought, and do no act which is not in accordance with pure love, and suffering shall no more trouble him. If a man would know love, and partake of its undying bliss, he must practice it in his heart. He must become love. He who always acts from the spirit of love is never deserted, is never left in a dilemma or difficulty. For love, impersonal love, is both knowledge and power. He who has learned how to love, has learned how to master every difficulty, how to transmute every failure into success, how to clothe every event and condition in garments of blessedness and beauty. The way to love is by self-mastery, and, traveling that way, a man builds himself up in knowledge as he proceeds. Arriving at love, he enters into full possession of body and mind, by right of the divine power. Perfect love casteth out fear. To know love is to know that there is no harmful power in the whole universe. Even sin itself, which the worldly and unbelieving imagine is so unconquerable, is known as a very weak and perishable thing that shrinks away and disappears before the compelling power of good. Perfect love is perfect harmlessness, and he who has destroyed in himself all thoughts of harm and all desire to harm receives the universal protection and knows himself to be invincible. Perfect love is perfect patience. Anger and irritability cannot dwell with it nor come near it. It sweetens every bitter occasion with the perfume of holiness and transmutes trial into divine strength. Complaint is foreign to it. He who loves bewails nothing, but accepts all things and conditions as heavenly guests. He is therefore constantly blessed, and sorrow does not overtake him. Perfect love is perfect trust. He who has destroyed the desire to grasp can never be troubled with the fear of loss. Loss and gain are alike foreign to him. Steadfastly maintaining a lovable attitude of mind toward all, and pursuing in the performance of his duties a constant and loving activity, love protects him and evermore supplies him in fullest measure with all that he needs. Perfect love is perfect power. The wise, loving heart commands without exercising any authority. All things and all men obey him who obeys the highest. He thinks, and lo, he has already accomplished. He speaks, and behold, a world hangs upon his simple utterances. He has harmonized his thoughts with the imperishable and unconquerable forces, and for him, weakness and uncertainty are no more. His every thought is a purpose, his every act an accomplishment. He moves with the great law, not setting his puny personal will against it, and he thus becomes a channel through which the divine power can flow in unimpeded and beneficent expression. He has thus become power itself. Perfect love is perfect wisdom. The man who loves all is the man who knows all. Having thoroughly learned the lessons of his own heart, he knows the tasks and trials of other hearts, and adapts himself to them gently and without ostentation. Love illuminates the intellect. Without it, the intellect is blind and cold and lifeless. Love succeeds where intellect fails, sees where intellect is blind, knows where intellect is ignorant. Reason is only completed in love, and is ultimately absorbed in it. Love is the supreme reality in the universe, and as such, it contains all truth. Infinite tenderness enfolds and cherishes the universe. Therefore is the wise man gentle and childlike and tender-hearted. He sees that the one thing which all creatures need is love, and he gives it unstintingly. He knows that all occasions require the adjusting power of love, and he ceases from harshness. To the eye of love, all things are revealed, not as an infinity of complex effects, but in the light of eternal principles out of which spring all causes and effects, and back into which they return. God is love. Therefore, than love, there is nothing more perfect. He who would find pure knowledge, let him find pure love. Perfect love is perfect peace. He who dwells with it has completed his pilgrimage in the underworld of sorrow. With mind calm and heart at rest, he has banished the shadows of grief and knows the deathless life. If you would perfect yourself in knowledge, perfect yourself in love. If you would reach the highest, ceaselessly cultivate a loving and compassionate heart.
That's the end of part 7. Now here's part 8, Perfect Freedom. The Heavenly Life on the Modern Spiritual Podcast.
The Heavenly Life by James Allen. Perfect Freedom. There is no bondage in the heavenly life. There is perfect freedom. This is its great glory. This supreme freedom is gained only by obedience. He who obeys the highest cooperates with the highest, and so masters every force within himself and every condition without. A man may choose the lower and neglect the higher, but the higher is never overcome by the lower. Herein lies the revelation of freedom. Let a man choose the higher and abandon the lower. He shall then establish himself as an overcomer and shall realize perfect freedom. To give the reins to inclination is the only slavery. To conquer one's self is the only freedom. The slave to self loves his chains and will not have one of them broken for fear he would be depriving himself of some cherished delight. He clings to his gratifications and vanities, regarding freedom from them as an empty and undesirable condition. He thus defeats and enslaves himself. By self-enlightenment is perfect freedom found. Whilst a man remains ignorant of himself, of his desires, of his emotions and thoughts, and of the inward causes which mold his life and destiny, having neither control nor understanding of himself, he will remain in bondage to passion, sorrow, suffering, and fluctuating fortune. The land of perfect freedom lies through the gate of knowledge. All outward oppression is but the shadow and effect of the real oppression within. For ages the oppressed have cried for liberty, and 1,000 man-made statutes have failed to give it to them. They can give it only to themselves. They shall find it only in obedience to the divine statutes which are inscribed upon their hearts. Let them resort to the inward freedom, and the shadow of oppression shall no more darken the earth. Let men cease to oppress themselves, and no man will oppress his brother. Men legislate for an outward freedom, yet continue to render such freedom impossible of achievement by fostering an inward condition of enslavement. They thus pursue a shadow without and ignore the substance within. Man will be free when he is freed from self. All outward forms of bondage and oppression will cease to be when man ceases to be the willing bond slave of passion, error, and ignorance. Freedom is to the free. Whilst men cling to weakness, they cannot have strength. Whilst they love darkness, they can receive no light. So long as they prefer bondage, they can enjoy no liberty. Strength, light, and freedom are ready now, and can be had by all who love them, who aspire to them. Freedom does not reside in cooperative aggression, for this will always produce reactively cooperative defense, warfare, hatred, party strife, and the destruction of liberty. Freedom resides in individual self-conquest. The emancipation of humanity is frustrated and withheld by the self-enslavement of the unit. You who cry to man and God for liberty, liberate yourself. The heavenly freedom is freedom from passion, from cravings, from opinions, from the tyranny of the flesh, and the tyranny of the intellect, this first. And then, all outward freedom as effect to cause. The freedom that begins within and extends outwardly until it embraces the whole man is an emancipation so complete, all-embracing, and perfect as to leave no galling fetter unbroken. Free your soul from all sin, and you shall walk a freed and fearless man in the midst of a world of fearful slaves. And, seeing you, many slaves shall take heart and join you in your glorious freedom. He who says, "My worldly duties are irksome to me, I will leave them and go into solitude where I shall be as free as the air," and thinks to gain freedom thus, will find only a harder slavery. The tree of freedom is rooted in duty, and he who would pluck its sweet fruits must discover joy in duty. Glad-hearted, calm, and ready for all tasks is he who is freed from self. Irksomeness and weariness cannot enter his heart, and his divine strength lightens every burden so that its weight is not felt. He does not run away from duty with his chains about him, but breaks them and stands free. Make yourself pure. Make yourself proof against weakness, temptation, and sin, for only in your own heart and mind shall you find perfect freedom, for which the whole world sighs and seeks in vain.
That's the ending of part 8, The Perfect Freedom of a Heavenly Life. Tune into A Heavenly Life, final mini-series. Part 9 and 10 will continue on the next Morning Gratitude on the Fried Friday at 8 a.m. Arizona Mountain Time Zone, which is 11 a.m. Eastern Time. A Heavenly Life, written by James Allen, has been re-recorded by the Modern Spiritual Podcast Live. We ask for your moment of your thoughts about our programming. Please leave us your comments, likes, and follow us on our social media accounts to stay updated at modernspiritualpodcast.com.
Now it's fun and easy to join the Modern Spiritual Podcast mailing list directly from your phone. Just send your email address by text message. Text the word Modern Spiritual to 22828 to get started. Try it now. Send your email address by text message. Text the word Modern Spiritual to 22828 to get started. Message and data rates may apply.
This is my favorite podcaster, Master Certified Alchemy Coach Chip of the Modern Spiritual Podcast. I am sending lots of love to the Modern Spiritual Podcast. Thank you for the great lessons of truth.
Like a lotus flower that grows out of the mud and blossoms above the muddy water surface, we can rise above our defilements and sufferings of life. I am in control of my thoughts and emotions. I am peaceful and calm in any situation. I choose to live happily ever after. Peace surrounds me in all that I do. It's okay to say I am happy. I spread joy with every step I take on my journey. The more love and peace I extend, the more I receive. Peace embraces me today. I give myself permission to be relaxed and happy. It's okay to shine with happiness. I create peace and harmony for myself. I accept peace into every facet of my existence. I choose to live a peaceful life today. I float along happily in my world. It's okay to be happy when others are not. I find joy in even the littlest things in life. I concentrate on thoughts that make me happy. I am happy and well rested. I have the power to make myself happy. I choose to have a calm and peaceful demeanor. I give myself permission to be happy. I live my life in peace. I live my life in peace. My dominant thought is peace. I resonate with power, peace, and love. Every day I discover more of what makes me joyful. I let peace penetrate every cell of my being. I focus on love, joy, acceptance, and peace. I am happy now, in this moment. I constantly stay happy and grateful for my life. I am fulfilled and happy every day.
There you have it. A daily affirmation to help give you the courage that you need to dominate those negative thoughts into positive ones. And before that, we had the Heavenly Life Part 7 and 8. Remember, on Friday, we're going to finish it up with the Heavenly Life with 9 and 10 as well. So if you guys are lacking some of the parts in here on the archives, you can go to themodernspiritualpodcast.com. Our website, which we're just about finishing it up and going to be adding content to it. And that's where you'll see the big red button, subscribe to our YouTube. You go directly there and you can find all these Heavenly Lives and more of the archives in there. There's about 82 videos so far that we've been placed in there. I've got another 60 that I'm working on now doing, and it's going to take a little time, but I'm getting there and I'm doing it. And then uploading a lot more of the stuff as well. So make sure that you do subscribe to it and you can go through the archives. Plenty of videos there to keep you busy and to keep you on the positive side. In the meantime, this is the end of this episode, and I'm going to leave you with a Tibet meditation. And what I'm going to do is say good day and good night to you wherever you are listening to us from around the world. Make sure that you subscribe to this RSS feed. And follow us, like us, and subscribe to our social media networks to stay updated. And right now, until Wednesday, I'll be back with the Music Row. And that will be jazz I'll be playing and some classical music in that as well, just to give us a relaxation throughout the week, which is Wednesday, that we need a break from Monday and Tuesday, especially this Labor Day weekend with everything going on. And we're just not focusing on the news or any of the negative things. Until the next time, this is Alchemy Coach Chip bidding you a good day and a good night right here on the Modern Spiritual Podcast Live.